USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. This breaking out of Washington, D.C. Roe versus Wade is no more in the United States of America. Roe and Casey are overruled by the Supreme Court just moments ago, now sending the choices to the states. Democrat activists are threatening to once again violently attack Americans if the Supreme Court does not rule their way in Roe versus Wade. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor Thursday.
Far left is promising that all of this will only be the prelude to the main event if they don't like the rulings coming down the pike. One activist group is promising that our cities will be submerged in, quote, listen to this, a night of rage.
Once again, breaking news, the Supreme Court of the United States has overruled Roe versus Wade. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Once again, breaking news this hour, Roe versus Wade is no more in the United States, as determined by the Supreme Court of the United States. More to follow. How much money are we spending in Ukraine?
$6.1 billion. That's the amount of your tax dollars that have gone to Ukraine since Russia's unprovoked invasion almost 4 months ago. The Biden administration is providing another $450 million in additional aid to Ukraine to defend itself from Russian forces. White House Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby at a briefing Thursday provides a rundown of the assistance.
This package contains weapons and equipment, including new high-mobility artillery rocket systems, tens of thousands of additional rounds of ammunition for the artillery systems that have already been provided as well, and patrol boats to help Ukraine defend its coast and its waterways.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Wisconsin 2020 election investigator admits to destroying records. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, his testimony in a Dane County courtroom, said he deleted accounts from the 2020 election investigation. The judge chided him for delivering contradicting remarks and disparaged the work his investigation had done as minimal. Gableman is facing 3 open records lawsuits. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax Thursday that passing a red flag law is largely ineffective and would not stop another Uvalde-type tragedy from happening.
Yeah, I don't think it would stop it in any way. I don't think it's going to be effective. I think what is effective is protecting these children at the point of entry, having school administrators and teachers ready to respond. Passing a red flag law, largely ineffective, I would guess, in preventing this from ever happening. And I certainly don't think that's the right direction to go, because what we're talking about is people here that are not going to follow laws. They're not going to follow murder laws. They're not going to follow gun laws. They will find ways to get guns. And if you start restricting law-abiding citizens, it just makes it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to protect themselves.
The Biden administration announced Thursday it will send Ukraine another $450 million in military aid to help the country fend off Russia. The Department of Defense said the new aid packages include 4 long-range rocket launchers, as well as 36,000 artillery rounds. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.